Hello.
Nakakasadya sabay pa tayo nag-smile.
Okay, bago mag-hello.
Hi! We're still together like two peas in a pod.
Okay, would you like to share kung bakit andito ka pa rin when supposedly it's your flight back to Boracay?
No, I don't want to share.
I will share it. So, my sister nag-book ng tickets through Google Flights. And sinabi naman, naantayan mo yung confirmation if andyan na yung ticket sa'yo. But, di niya inantay yung confirmation at na-check lang niya kagabi nung hinahanap na yung ticket niya for boarding passes na 11 days ago.
You don't have to be giving all the details.
Pinessage siya nung booking company
to tell her. It seemed like a spam message.
Pinessage siya nung booking company to tell her that it failed and she had to redo it. So she was freaking out. And guys, let me tell you, this is not the first time this happened because her coming here to Cebu, ganon-ganon din yung nangyari. Nag-book lang siya, niya inantay yung confirmation only to find out the horror the night before that it did not push through. So good job, but I believe everything happens for a reason. And you're stuck with me
love
here.
Love me for a reason. The reason be love.
Don't let me find you, girl. Yes. So,
anyway, I'm happy to be extending here.
I am too.
Dude, we laugh like monkeys. You know what? Stop. I love it. I'm just owning my laugh. I'm like, alam mo kung hindi pa pin-night out yun ng therapist natin, ng masahista natin the other day.
Whoa, you sound like a monkey.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, yes, that's why I'm still here. That's why we can still record in the same place. And
no,
I
but I mean it. I mean it when I said na I'm happy that you're still here.
But ka tumawa like an ape?
Eh kasi yung mukha mo, hindi ka naniniwala eh.
Anyway. Yes, that's what happened and I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Thankfully naman dahil two times na nangyari. So sana lang.
Okay, today I want to discuss the whole promiscuity movement, the promiscuous movement, diba?
Parang well, you can't say it's a promiscuous movement. It's like more sexual liberation movement. Which is really promiscuous.
So, ano lang siya? Hindi, pero tama. Sexual liberation and then promiscuity is
definitely
a branch.
There. Oh, for sure, ganyan. For sure.
Parang ganyan.
Yes.
Oo. Because you were scrolling through your phone.
Yeah, so I'm scrolling through Instagram and I follow at Poplitics on Instagram. And it's a very good account where they really flesh out pop culture news,
media.
You know, the media, and from another lens, right?
Yeah.
It's from...
Hindi yung mainstream.
Yeah, it's not the mainstream, celebrate whatever, let's all be tolerant and exclusive. Let's all be tolerant and inclusive. It's not like that. It's really criticizing that from a very smart lens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she interviews there, former writer for Cosmopolitan. Her name is Sue Ellen Browder.
Yeah.
And this girl was a writer for Cosmo magazine for 20 years.
Wow.
And she had a change of heart, you know, eventually. She's really old now. Like, I think she's in her 80s.
70s,
80s. But she became Catholic. And looking back, she was recounting that it was a horrific thing what she has done and written for Cosmo.
Mm.
And she's exposing them now that everything she wrote for Cosmo, they're all propaganda. And it's so funny because we used to read Cosmo. Yeah. Ilang taon ka nagbasa ng Cosmo magazine?
14.
Right. High school, right?
Tapos, alam mo yung mga Cosmo confessions?
Yan. Oh, yan din gosh. Yung favorite kong basahin.
Uy!
Ay.
Hindi yun yung favorite ko dun eh.
Alin?
Nadaanan ko lang yun. Hindi ko binabasa yun eh.
Ay! Sure.
Sa Cosmo Confessions kasi, it's where girls would really, you know,
give go the into details.
Yeah, go into detail.
Of like sexcapades,
yes.
And confessions, you know, sexual confessions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it really opened my eyes to how the whole casual sex game, you know. Kasi yun yung, yun yun eh. I think that's what the whole concept of that section was. To really shed light into, you know, casual sex or boyfriend-girlfriend relationships.
Pero, or girls initiating it first.
Oo, diba? Yeah. Kasi yun naman talaga yung branding
ng Cosmo. Mga taboo. And it used to be taboo, you know?
It used to be. So anyway, yeah. Ang sinasabi ng author na yun is that, tuloy mo,
is that, yun nga, all the articles about crazy sexcapades, about girls being so hypersexual and
nymphomaniacs, basically.
Almost, yeah, nymphomaniacs.
Yung we're all sex based na iniisip,
on a lie.
Sex.
All these studies na parang studies show that girls like to, girls are 20 times more hornier than guys. All these research, quote-unquote, they put on Cosmopolitan, it's all based on a lie. And it's all, I guess, well, the writer, no, si Miss Sue Browder, didn't go into detail, I didn't catch that part, why it was there, but I can assume that it was written there to make girls want to be sexually active, to make girls want to be like, oh, this magazine is celebrating this type of women.
Womanhood, yes.
Right? And it's being praised, you know, it's getting attention. And then, so it must be the way to be as a woman.
Pero kasi, iniisip ko nga din, why the investment? I mean, to put up a magazine is also an investment, to put up jobs is also, to make people write this. It's also an investment on what? Investing for what? Diba?
Okay, I get the question. It's an investment for profit. And they get... Look, ito talaga eh. At the core of it, ha? At the core of it, when you make women obsessed with being desirable, they're gonna spend more.
Mm.
And when they spend more, they become your target audience for your magazine.
Basically,
because the magazine is now your Bible.
Uh-oh.
Of how they should be.
Uh-oh.
So everything they need to buy, everything, the services, the pampa beauty, everything, you will now be the source as the magazine.
Mm.
So they will follow whatever advertisements you put there, whoever branding, whatever.
And your content and your article should support and trigger the sales of these brands that place ads on the magazine.
For sure.
Yeah, so it's this toxic cycle. That's the ecosystem of the magazine, diba? Parang magazines produce content to trigger something in women to purchase what's already advertised in the magazine. And it's this loop. Okay.
Yep.
Pero ito yung nakikita ko dyan eh. Parang nung isang araw kasi iniisip ko, shucks, bakit bang nagpakapokpok ako noon? Parang only to find out na hindi ko naman siya, parang now that I'm an adult, I'm like, I really didn't like that.
You were so disconnected with yourself, no, doing that.
Oh, eh.
Kasi it is self-harm.
It is self-harm. Parang sure, it was empowering for a moment, pero if empowering is so fleeting that way, and the consequences are so
grave,
was it really empowerment? Parang,
nah.
So yun nga, inisip ko,
superficial empowerment lang siya.
Or fake empowerment even.
Yeah,
so fake. I was thinking the other day, sabi ko, shocks na, parang ang dami-daming kids ngayon duped. Especially, pabata ng pabata eh.
Yeah.
Parang ang dami-daming girls ngayon, especially with the rise of social media. Tayo nga, durug-durug na yung mental health natin noon. What more ngayon na 24/7? Yeah. You have it in your pocket.
And what more ngayon for the generation who really like opened their eyes and the internet already existed.
Nga,
you know, kasi tayo kasi meron pa tayong gap in between na, what, technology started booming. We were, what, high school?
High school, yeah.
High school, college na eh.
Monochrome phones.
Diba? And social media came in the picture when we were already working. I remember, it was our first year in Yahoo Philippines. Doon nag-boom yung Instagram.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Oo nga, ano.
So, diba, medyo at least naman meron pa tayong grasp of a life without in the internet, and we can see the pros and cons of both eras, right?
In between tayo, in between babies tayo, yeah. So yun, parang nisip ko lang, grabe, it's this whole cycle of, let's tell women that this is the ultimate womanhood, and let's award this type of womanhood.
Mm.
Let's celebrate her in media.
Yeah.
Let's put them on a pedestal in videos.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make them the ultimate poster woman for everyone to try to, you know, follow and adhere to. Let's really sell this idea that women should be sexually aggressive and you know, yeah. It's their power.
Yeah.
Pero parang you look at the birth of, parang you look at the birth of the consequences from this movement and it's unwanted pregnancies. You have all of these diseases. You have all of these women with really low self-esteem. You have, I don't know, sex work being glamorized as ethical.
Yeah.
You know, all of these things. Parang isip ko, grabe, no? Parang it's so easy to just go with the flow and not really question why. Parang ngayon that I'm, you know, where I am in my life and I look back at that and yes, I can extend compassion and say na, well, 20s Dana didn't really know what she was getting herself into. She didn't know any better. She had really very low guidance, minimal guidance, and she took her cues from pop culture.
Yeah.
Pero at the same time, meron pa rin siyang, it really messes up with your identity too.
Yeah. It takes a while to really be free from the hold of that. Kasi, totoo, you were programmed that way, so it's gonna take a while, you know, to change your mind about it. And syempre talaga, you need God's grace and God's help and the Holy Spirit to really renew your mind, no?
Or parang, it's so easy din kasi to to get that validation. Oh, male attention, show it. Show it, be the school girl, or I don't know, like, the whole, that whole, parang personality type, if we can say that, diba? Yeah. Parang nakalump lang siya doon. So, I was thinking about that the other day, and I'm like, yeah, it's okay to have regrets, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a good, parang ano siya, parang to me, it's a marker on where, on how far you've also
come grown. In a way. Uh-oh. Yeah. Agreed. Pero in terms of like, yun nga, the template, no? Parang I think about that too. Na, you know, if you want easy attention, show your skin, it's so easy, but it doesn't hold attention.
Yeah.
Yun yun eh. The next sexy thing that comes along next, mas bata, mas maganda, and there will always be. There will always be someone way prettier, hotter, younger, you know?
Mm.
So yun yung inisip ko na parang, I can't keep banking on this body. I mean, I know this body is banging. But I can't keep...
This body is so delicious.
This body is so juicy. It just... I'm just kidding, guys. It's not banging at all. It's old.
It's mine's rolling.
It's old.
It's not banging. It's rolling and it's falling apart.
It's old and it's aching. No, but really, parang... And... Yun lang talaga. I'm so happy I'm in a place na no more compromises. Alam mo yon, parang I really want to, nahawakan ko na yung sarili ko finally. Eh. Parang wow, I finally am so connected with myself. I am finally seeing the reality, the beautiful, the ugly, the good and the bad parts of me. And you know, I'm forever a work in progress, but feeling ko talaga finally solid na ako eh. Solid na.
Solid.
Solid na. No more compromise.
Hindi na siya liquid.
I wouldn't... Parang I'm so big on boundaries. And alam ko na kasi kung niloloko ko lang sarili ko eh. And I don't wanna do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, faking it, projecting this version. You know, parang, what for? What for? And finally in a place na, you know... I have good people I admire who also admire me and like me. You know, yung parang may mutual connections na ako with souls that I really love and I really like.
Mm.
And so once you have these connections with real people, parang why compromise with fake connections when you know what real feels like? Diba?
I love it. I love it. Okay, so in line with this, itong mga pinagkukuda mo. last night, I joined Down to Feel. It's a... I thought it was a writing workshop for creatives.
Oh, sabi mo, yun nga.
But turns out, it's a therapy writing
workshop. Ooh, what's therapy writing?
Therapy writing is using your skill of writing in a very honest way to unearth your realest emotions. Okay, so akala ko it's really to, you know, use words better. And although, yes, it's part of it. Kasi nga, I'm a writer. I mean, I do this for a living, but also I love doing it.
Yeah.
I do it for myself. I do it for others.
Yeah.
And the goal is really to be an exacting writer, meaning every word counts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So very articulate and, you know, accurate.
Oh, and then parang realize ko, shucks, if this is how I believe words are, you know, words hold so much power, then, oo nga naman, it only
you're gonna
makes
choose.
Sense.
Yeah, you're gonna
but
pick and choose.
It only makes sense to use writing as a tool, as a method to heal.
For sure, dude! That's what I've been telling you.
Oo nga, pero hindi siya journaling lang eh. Parang yes, I understand journaling uh-huh. super helps, but ito kasi, may assignment ka, and then, parang seat work. Meron kang mga
sample
seat work.
Sample.
Okay, but before that, I wanna read this. So, this down to feel, we're batch number 2. And it's hosted by Isa Garcia, my favorite writer. She's a good friend. And nakita ko na she's doing her second run. So, nag-sign up ako. So, meron siyang shinare from Adrienne Rich. And she go and it's for, she's a poet. And she says, I came to explore the wreck. The words are purposes. The words are maps. I came to see the damage that was done. And the treasures that prevail. So, parang it's really... Not, yun nga eh, para din siyang, yes, it's also therapy in a way because you have to say what you feel. Ito lang sinabi sa amin ng host eh. The number one goal, forget the writing stuff, forget all of it. The only goal the next 4 weeks is for you to truly be honest with where you are.
Nice! I love that. Yes. I love honesty and confronting yourself.
Yes. So,
wonderful.
Meron kaming, ito, pinagawa niya kami ng... session. Parang, what moment are you living through? Where are you really?
Okay.
So, the question is, nasaang era ka ba ng buhay mo ngayon?
Yes.
And this is what I wrote.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it, sis. I'm all ears.
So annoying. I'm in my in-between era. The almost but not quite era. That I'm still trying to get over the recent pain others caused me, but I also really desire to heal from it, era. That I'm shedding what weighs me down, but still kinda holding on to it, era. That I want to become, but it's so hard, era. That I don't want this anymore, but I'm scared of what's to come, era. That I'm looking way into the future and sort of missing the present, era. That I need to move on, but this familiarity is comfortable, era. That I want to be, but I'm still figuring it out, era. The end.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So, meron din siyang sinabi doon na feelings are not facts.
Yes! Okay. Facts don't care about your feelings.
Iba yun. Feelings are not facts.
Agreed, yes. Agreed. Totally.
Okay. And feelings should not be given a moral standing. Yun eh.
Yeah. Don't judge your feelings.
Ginudge mo na agad. Parang, bakit?
Kaya nga.
Ba't ka galit?
Correct.
Dapat hindi ka nagagalit?
I'm proud to say I've made progress in that space.
Yeah.
Na parang, you know, if I feel like this, talagang express it. Kebs, di ba? Parang, as if naman pipigilan mo, mas delikado pigilan yung feelings eh.
Oh, sit with it lang.
Sit with it. Let it roll.
Let it roll. Because again, feelings provide insight and give you the opportunity to follow your inner wisdom when confronted.
Yeah.
Kasi at the end of it naman, yun nga na-realize ko eh, na your feelings will also unearth so many things about you eh.
Yeah.
Na you have to just, tingnan mo lang siya.
Mismo.
Parang, don't do,
yeah.
Don't scold, don't judge.
Yeah.
Just look at it.
Yeah.
Diba? Sooner or later, your intuition will follow naman eh.
You know what helps me in my healing process? Yeah, now that I've learned not to judge my feelings.
Hmm.
But there's curiosity eh.
Yun.
So whenever I get feelings na, you know, extreme, parang, oh, ba't ka masaya sa narinig mong ganyan? Or, ba't ka na-trigger doon? Diba? Parang yan. Diba? Kasi... my feelings can get so overwhelming. I feel it in my body. Palpitations. Parang birusa ng malamig na tubig. Yung ganun talaga. Because I feel it, right? It's your feelings and sometimes your physical body manifests it. So pag ganun, kinakasap ko na yung brain ko na, oh, relax ka lang. It's just, you're going through something, you're going through feelings. Don't panic. Relax lang.
Mm.
Parang sinihiwalay ko yung body kasi once na you get you're feeling something and then you're physically feeling something too, ang daling magpanic eh, na parang, oh my gosh, bakit ako nang... Tapos mamaya maging panic attack pa, diba? So parang medyo observe mo nga, diba? Na parang, oops, palpitate ako ah. Something must be up. So ayusin ko na yung breathing ko, do some box breathing.
Para bang you complement the body and the mind. Whatever the body is going through negatively, compensate with by doing something positive with the body. Diba? Parang plus minus yan eh.
Yeah.
Body and mind connections. Yeah. Yeah.
So I do that. And then, so kumare, super triggered ako. Kumare, may kinoment na parang, pikon na ako.
Oh.
So instead of shrugging it off na parang, ay, kalimutan mo na, get over it. Diba? The usual, that's how we used to deal with it, diba? Na parang, ay, get over it, ganyan lang talaga yan. Yung, so, you say something to brush it off and then you pretend
you're cool.
You're okay.
Na you don't, hindi ka naapektuhan.
Instead of doing that, what I do now is, teka, bakit? Saan ka talaga nainis? Like, pin it down. Let's get to the bottom of this, right? So, kunwari, someone tells me na, masyado ka lang OA, tas na-trigger ako lalo. Parang, bakit ako na-trigger sa comment na OA? Eh, pag iba naman nagsabi sa akin na, di ba, parang, now kasi, when I see comments, I see it as just comments in general, di ba? Pero bakit ito makes my blood boil?
Ito, hindi.
But ito, hindi. And, regardless kung kanino nang galing eh, bakit? So, I go, okay, ba't ako na-trigger doon? Ang OA ko daw, bakit ako na-trigger doon? Ah, kasi parang ini-invalidate yung feelings ko. Mm. Diba? Na parang, ito yung pinanggagalingan ko eh. Na parang, it matters to me. It really, really matters to me. Okay, why does it matter to you? Ah, kasi yung taong nagsabi sa akin na OA ako is a person I respect and hindi dapat ganun yung sinabi niya sa akin.
But hindi.
Bakit hindi? Diba? Uh-huh. So, lalabas, you have all these projections, all these expectations.
Yeah.
And at the core of it, ikaw talaga mag-manage sa sarili mo. Alam mo yun? Parang I'm in a place where I've really come to accept na whatever it is, ako yung mag-a-adjust. Ako yung mag-a-adjust. Parang, dati kasi, we're control freaks. Yung parang, we wanna control people. Dapat kasi baguhin mo to sa'yo eh. Baguhin mo yan.
Oh.
Ayusin mo yan. But now, parang, if this person will not change, paano ako? If I have to have this relationship with this person, I'm gonna go nuts.
Yeah.
So, ako na lang, diba? Ako na lang, kasi yun lang ang makontrol ko eh. Sarili ko, diba? So, yun. So, I really like that, that's really a good way to get to know yourself better. Mm. And yun nga eh, practicing really the scary and horrific practice of brutal honesty with yourself. Oh my gosh.
Kahapon yun nga yung sinabi mo about pinning down what you're really feeling. Meron kaming feeling wheel. Alam mo
okay,
yun?
Okay.
Yung you start with happy, sad.
Does it gets more specific.
Oh, yun. And then we were tasked to may color-coded kasi yun eh. And then they were tasked to write using that color. So, huhulaan ng class kung alin ka dun with the words you use. Kunwari, green. Green is... Hindi, yellow kasi yung happy eh. Yellow is happy. And then, it branches out. It breaks down. It trickles down to specific, more specific versions and
of happiness.
Sinidescribe mo siya. Yellow is my ganyan. Yellow is my yolk that runs over a good breakfast. Yung parang ganyan.
Okay.
Yun. And it was such a good exercise for me because I had first time kong gamitin yung emotion na yun.
Mm.
And I really found out that hindi ko nga siya alam eh until yesterday. Kaya I had to excuse myself and sob the corner of our buffet, of that buffet restaurant yeah. We were in. And I'm like, oh wow, like I wouldn't think.
What's the emotion?
Na ito yun.
What is it?
Di pa ka ready eh.
Okay.
Di pa ka ready.
I respect the boundary.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's really being specific. And you're not gonna be that precise sa simula, di ba?
Oo naman.
Parang, minsan, hanggang ano lang ako eh, pagod eh. Pagod lang
minsan nga,
eh.
Parang, basta, ano, girl, gano'n.
Oo, oh, yun, di ba? But yeah. At the end of it, I think the more na nahahasa mo siya.
Yeah.
The more na
nag-refine ka din eh. And you're gonna be more articulate. with how you feel.
And feeling ko, that's step one to also no addressing that feeling.
Yeah.
Kasi yun nga eh, we are a society that brushes off emotions.
Yeah.
Sa sobrang drama ng mga Pinoy, ito pa yun eh. Ang drama na nga natin, ang hypersensitive na nga natin, pero when we explode, huwag pansinin. Diba? Yeah, it's such a bad combination.
And non-confrontational pa tayo. Sobra. So, kinikim-kim lang natin lahat.
Mm, mismo.
Diba?
Yes. Kaya, I think it's so important that we practice that. Ako ngayon ko siya, and this is really a gift that I needed to give myself, you know? Dati kasi inisip ko, why would I spend money? Kaya ko naman mag-self-study eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, hindi, alam ko na yan.
Yeah.
Hindi, pero to really do it with community, to really do it in a specific time, this day of the week,
yeah,
with a number of people you don't know,
yes,
but you're going through it together.
Yeah.
I think there's magic that unfolds. So, this ends this June.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, check out Down to Feel on Instagram if you want to watch feel. Out for the next...
If you're down to feel.
If you're... Oh my gosh.
DTF. Stacey. Oh.
Down to feel. Are you DTF, sis?
I'm DTF.
Yeah!
Sheesh!
Yuck! Sheesh!
No, but...
Sheesh! Ipain ko mukha mo. Kung tumihil ka. Anyway, I want to read this as we close. Okay. Dahil...
Wonderful, wonderful.
Ang ganda-ganda nito. And I think we're well on our way.
To where?
Babasahin ko nga eh.
Okay.
Ito, ang ganda nito. And naiyak din ako dito ng toto-toto.
Oh, ikaw pa.
Oh, what does that mean? Napikon ako dun ha.
No, because you're GTF.
Down to feel.
Yes.
Okay. Sabi ni Amanda Doyle, sobriety is the possession of self.
Mm.
Sobriety says you can keep your consolation prize. I'm going to require something more. I deserve the real thing. And if I keep accepting that consolation prize, I'll never know what my real thing is.
Damn!
Damn, Doyle!
Ang ganda!
Diba? And I think that's what we're going through, this group and I. We're pursuing sobriety and self-possession.
Mm.
And yun nga eh, parang, shucks, I've never been to me.
Yeah.
I've been to Georgia and California. Na, 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 na. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
No, but really, ang ganda. I'm really happy for your journey, sis. Yes. Ako rin, I feel like we're on the same path naman, on our own. Different pace, different race, but it's the same race. Pangit. But yeah, what a wonderful journey, right? And iba rin talaga eh. Parang, the more you keep being honest with yourself, the more you won't flinch at the ugly parts of you na. Yung parang, bring it self, kung ano mang issue natin, diba? Parang, let's do it together. Parang, no more self-abandonment.
Sheesh!
Shit.
Shh. Quiet.
Okay.
Shh. Yes, that is it for our Sabog episode today.
Yeah, sabog but always insightful.
Sabog but kabog.
Yan talaga! Pag PR girl! I love it. I love it.
We have 13 more days, sis.
Oh my
together.
Gosh. Lord. Lord! But yes, that is it.
Happy long weekend,
episode.
Guys!
Happy long weekend!
Happy to get a theme on that week!
Bye!
Uy, you're here!
Alam namin kung bakit ka andito. Siguro marupok ka, no?
Or, baka may daddy issues.
Well, pwede na naman you just wanna be an emotionally healthy adult.
Or baka you just really wanna listen to us banter and chika.
Well, Swissies and Broskies, whatever your reason may be, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Raw and Real Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Stacy, and this is our space where we talk about our faith, womanhood, and pressing social issues as raw and as real as we can be.
We hope you enjoy and pick up a few nuggets of wisdom along the way. Let's go!